job, right, Charlie, as secretary?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First up is the approval of the minutes from January 25th. Is there any discussion or changes to those? Hearing none, those will be approved. And the treasurer's report for the month of January. Any discussion or questions on that? Hearing none, that will, a report will be filed for audit. The president's report, the only thing I wanted to say tonight was just congratulations to you for 5 years. You're a huge asset to this department, and we're really happy to have you. Speedily, we'll move on to the chief's report.
All right, for the month of January, we had 3 fires, 93 medical emergencies, 7 motor vehicle accidents, 5 hazardous conditions, 10 service calls, 9 good intent calls, and 6 false alarms, for a total of 134. I don't know if that's officially our busiest month ever, but it's got to be up there. That's quite a bit for us. So that puts us, 30 runs ahead of where we were this time last year. And February, the first few weeks of February, it's been the same thing. It's been really busy. Under community risk reduction, we had 2 public education events, 4 public relations events, 2 plan reviews, and the firefighters completed a total of 142 hours of training. Under maintenance, the station-wise, the same issues we still have at Station 3. ECS has found that there's some problem with the geothermal system as it relates to the plumbing within the building. There's some pressure change that's occurring. So I don't yet have a final answer on that. And the overhead doors, I'm just hoping for a little warmer weather before I have them out to work on that, especially with the heat issue going. For apparatus, we have parts on order for the newest pumper for a oil leak and an air leak in it. The squad, it is in service. We're waiting on some parts that the manufacturer is sending under warranty for some things that are replaced in the suspension on the front end. And tankers, the newest tanker, we've had some ongoing issues with a check engine light and an ABS sensor. I'm really down now to just contacting International and asking what to do next. We take it down there, spend $1,000, they reset it, and we come back and it goes off again. So they say that it doesn't, once they reset it, that the issue doesn't occur again. The truck has at this point like 1,400 miles on it. So it's kind of crazy. I'm just going to reach out to International and see kind of what our next steps are there. It is currently functional, just the check engine light comes on, but it's not currently affecting performance. And they say it's a sensor between for the throttle positioning, but there's no definite cause in it at the moment. Boat 2, the inflatable boat, was repaired for the second time, and the glue for it is, we wanted to wait and let it cure a little bit longer before we repressurized it and test there. And one of the pump manifolds was repaired on one of the brush trucks, and that's been kind of an ongoing issue with a couple of them as they just wear. Station supplies have been ordered, actually received by now. Under administration, it's a long list. A couple of the highlights in there. On February 5th, we did host a webcast. Twice a year, the University of Missouri Fire Rescue Training Institute hosts fire school winter and summer. And this year, the first that I know, definitely the first that we've done it, we hosted their webcast here. So we were able to pay and they broadcast two of the bigger sessions to hear that personnel could attend. So that worked out well. We had a round of first interviews on the 14th and another round actually today. And then I completed final interviews the end of last week for four individuals. Today, what's entered in there is three. We actually had two cancellations this morning, so we only interviewed one today, not three. So that group, I'll discuss with you later. Currently, we have three candidates in the process, two of which are scheduled for skills testing, which is the next step. And one of them is out of town on deployment, and we'll get his scheduled when he returns. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Just a couple statements. I just want to say thank you for the Red Cross blood drive. Is that Wednesday? Last Wednesday?
Yes. Yep.
That was quite the event. That's the second one I've been to, and this place was packed.
I think we got 34 units out of it. So they were
nice. I mean, they were hustling.
Yeah, they were happy.
And then I saw a question just because I've never asked this one before. On the heated floor, geothermal heated floor, is that in lieu of a regular furnace up there? We're talking for kitchen area, bunk room area?
No. It has two, it's all geothermal. There are two water furnace systems that control the living quarters, the day room, kitchen, and then the actual bunk rooms. There's two units that control that whole area, and it's a geothermal system, but it's still on an air vent with blowers and just like a regular furnace. The floor heating is only in the apparatus bay, and it uses geothermal as well, and then it has a system. There's also a water heater that's a part of that, so it brings in the ground temperature water at 50 degrees or whatever it is, and then it adds the additional heat from this water heater that circulates then that through the floor. And when it works awesome. It does a great job heating the space. You open the door, pull the truck out, close the door, and within a couple of minutes it kind of normalizes and it's back to warm again. And that's where they're kind of they can't really describe the problem. There's something wrong with the plumbing because there's a lot of air that's in the water lines. You run the faucet and there's a lot of air. The water's really aerated. I don't know the root cause of that, but if the floor heating system is running and somebody runs water, there's some like pop-off overflow valve that goes off upstairs that actually squirts out a little bit of water. And the geothermal guys are like, I've never seen it set up like this. So at the moment, they haven't decided exactly yet what to do with the real fix. So when this occurs, the system goes into this lockout mode because of the pressure and it's too high. And it does two cycles of that, and the pressure's not right, so it shuts off. And it will do that until you go restart it. And as long as nobody flows any water, it seems like the floor system works. So that's just not, long-term, that's not going to be attainable. So they're still working on it. They didn't install the system, so now you've got some, somebody else looking at it versus who installed it. They said this is not how they would have installed it, so there's some issues that way going.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
All right, thank you very much. We don't have any public comment, no old business, new business. First up is the employee recognition.
All right. Dustin, if you would come up. So, Dustin's one of those guys who's just a consistent performer, doesn't make any waves, easy to get along with, a great asset to the organization, and doesn't make waves to the point of when the fire chief misses his five-year anniversary in October, he doesn't say anything. So I appreciate that, but I have apologized several times that that's what went down. So Dustin's currently a driver on C-Shift. He's helped train several people with pump operations, helps with new hire training on the shift, and like I said, is definitely a valuable asset and a great employee. So there's your pin, and congratulations.
To consider the approval of the captain job description.
So I included a copy in your packet. This has been through our legal counsel. It has been through labor management, and in labor management we discussed the job requirements for the position, and then once that was kind of agreed upon or finalized, I guess I should say, in that realm, and changes were made, I went it went back to our legal counsel, and for approval there, any input, and then the final version of it was again sent back to through labor management to the union for their approval. So at the moment, up and down the line, this is approved. So that's why I present to you. I think it's a lot better document than what we had previously, and better illustrates the position now and for the future.
Questions?
Just one. Is there no, I see that you need to be a driver, be a qualified fire apparatus driver operator, but it doesn't say for any minimum length of time. Can you just move in for a month and then pop up to captain if it works out that way?
It could. In practice, I don't see that happening for how our system works. So, to be what we call a qualified driver, the personnel would complete at least a 40-hour classroom portion of the driver operator class, and then there are multiple evolutions that they go through, and minimum pumping and driving requirements that they have to meet. And then once all those things are done, a driver has to be recommended by their company officer. And then once they're recommended, then there's a test, a skills test that they do to be finally qualified by the organization to be a driver, to be an operator. So yes, once they're, by that time to occur, even with a new hire, we do that driver training now in the second year. So they've got quite a bit of time in before they get to that point. But in this version, no, we didn't put a time in there for how long they had to be a driver qualified before being eligible.
I like that. Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Any questions?
Nope.
Discussion? Well, then I will move that we accept the captain's job description as written.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. And last up in open session is to consider the approval of the promotion process for captain.
So as I included in the packet, we currently have one open captain position with the promotion of Deputy Chief Taggart. And so we have a position now to fill, and with our hiring processes and to keep us on track to staff station 3, I think we'll have three positions to fill, to promote to in the fall of this year. So typically these are done by an assessment center. There's several different ways it can be done. My recommendation is that we use a third party who is experienced and has done many of these assessment centers. And it's the process they use is scenario based. Each of the of our employees that are going for the promotion will rotate through various scenarios, and how they handle those things will be assessed. The assessors are captains and chief officers of surrounding departments. Once that is all done, they will come up with a ranking for how they feel, who they feel is best prepared, and so forth. And my intention would be then to use that ranking for the next year, then to recommend personnel to you for promotion. So I've worked with the company kind of on some preliminary things about what their schedule would allow and what the process would entail. And at the moment, you know, with your approval and as if things move forward, we'd be looking at probably April 15th for the process. And that would kind of line us up then for your approval at the April meeting, and then we'd have the person in place soon after that.
Was this $1,000 for each time, or, I mean, is that just for the one position that's open right now, or would that cover the three that are open?
That would cover the whole thing. So we'll do the assessment center one day. You know, people who are qualified and who are interested in, we'll set up one day that everyone will do the testing, and then the contractor will then create the ranking from those. So it'll be a one-time deal. And then I'd like to keep that list, you know, as we call it, valid, or, you know, in place for a year, and then do the other promotions down the line from that.
Anybody else have questions about that?
Good idea.
It works great. It really does.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Anybody want to make a motion?
I do. I've made one for a while.
All right.
Make a motion. Since Brian's not here, go right ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Make a motion that we approve the promotion process for Caffrey using the EDGE.
Second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. All right. Notice is hereby given that the Smithville Area Fire Protection will conduct a meeting at 7 p.m. on February 22nd, 2022. The tentative agenda of this meeting also includes a vote to close part of this meeting pursuant to Section 610.021 RSMO for legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving a public governmental body and any confidential or privileged communications between a public governmental body or its representatives and attorneys. Hiring, firing, disciplining, or promoting of particular employees by a public governmental body when personal information about the employee is discussed or recorded, and preparation, including any discussions or work product on behalf of a public governmental body or its representatives for negotiations with employee groups. So I will move at this time that we close the open session and move into closed session.
Second.
Roll call vote, Bob?
Yes.
Charlie?
Yes.
I'm a yes. Ken?
Yes.
All right.